Hello, ladies, and welcome back to another episode of Healing into Femininity. And today, again, I'm looking forward to diving with you into the mysteries. Let's call it the mysteries. So today, again, I have been taking time to just rest and contemplate. And also receive some messages and listening to my inner voice and just feeling into what's up for me. And I want to take you on the journey. I want to take you on my journey. It's no journey separate from your journey. So what I'm trying to say is that I have been speaking about my journey for the past few months since I'm constantly producing output and content, because I wanted you to connect to me and wanted to be able to be relatable. And yeah, just allowing first of all myself to express myself and let you know where I have been, what I have done. But also for you to see, okay, maybe there is something in my story that you can connect to. And I think that I am going to transition out of talking so much about me, but really talking more about a experience, let's say that, instead of the real happenings or the specific happenings in my life, because I feel that I am a spokesperson for you and for everyone who is awakening right now. So let me dive in. What I've listened to today was, and that's in my field. So currently in my life, I'm purifying. I'm purifying, I'm disconnecting. I am only with myself. Only with myself. And I'm enjoying it. I'm only with myself most of the days, all day, every day, just doing what I have to do, taking care of my business and connecting with God, connecting with spirit, resting, drinking, eating, working out, writing, reading, contemplating. That's what I love. That's my thing. And I have taken the privilege, the time to do that. And what I want to talk about today is that I have received some questions, especially in the past few weeks, from people very close to me. And one of the questions was like, what are you actually good at? And then today I listened to one other woman, and she's a psychic, a goddess, a spiritualist, an awakened one. And she spoke about exactly that we as, and I assume that that's you too. Yeah, that's you too, that you are someone who has been since a very early age, since you were young, since you were a child in your teenage years, and all the way growing up until where you are currently, that you've always had a connection to spirit, to God, whatever religious or non-religious path you have been introduced to in your early years, or whatever you found later on. I believe that you have always had a sense of connection to the spirit realm, to the divine, to God, and that you've always felt that you are connected, and it is you that it's been talked about, that it's you, and that you have believed in miracles and things for you. Things being easy for you, that you can actually do whatever it is said in the scriptures and greater things still. And then you have kind of lost your way growing up, going to school, maybe going to university, beginning a job. And you always had this intuitive feeling, but you somehow got out of it because it wasn't tangible. And that's what I'm always talking about. I spoke about it in the episode also of you have to define and claim your value especially, and I call them feminine gifts. Of course, men have them too. And also, I don't know if men are listening, but if I talk about the ladies, I am talking more about the divine feminine than the actual gender. And I believe that we as the chosen ones, like we know, like you know, maybe you don't know exactly what I'm talking about, but you felt like you are called here. You're listening. And maybe it resonates deeply with you. Maybe you're just getting into it. Maybe you're thinking, okay, what is she talking about? So somehow it's intriguing, it's interesting. And that's exactly what I want to remind you of. I want to remind you that you have always known what is right for you and that you've always followed your gut, your intuition. And you have endured a lot of things that were hurtful. You have had betrayal from friends, friend groups, from lovers, from family. And you have been the outcast or the odd one, the crazy one. And you have walked a path of isolation and being lonely. And that's how you always, yeah, got into the, I will call them wrong, but of course you had to go through it in order to like wake up. But you went through some very, very toxic and very unhealthy and unloving relationships because you assumed that other people could love the way you love, so pure and so, with so pure intention and so easily, so all giving from the get-go. And you had to realize that that's not at all what you encountered. Like, that's not really what you got back from the people that you've encountered. And you've been through a lot. You have been through a lot. You have been through, yeah, hurt, pain, abandonment, betrayal from, as said, friends and family. But your self-love and your love and your knowing for the divine has never stopped. This is what I want to focus on. Like, you have been through a lot, and I think it was like today I wanted to acknowledge that also for me. Sometimes I forget because every time I work through something, I get past something, a hurt, a pain, a trauma. It's in my past. I no longer really think about it. It informs my wisdom. It informs my new decision making. But sometimes it doesn't because I have so much love and I work through it because I want to get back to love. I personally see inner work, like finding the hurt, the pain, the shadows, the implants, the weed, the seeds of doubt, fear, worry, hate, betrayal, abandonment, like finding those things in my field and pluck them out and transform them into something that gives me life. Every time I do that, it's like doing my homework. And that's what I also call it. Like, that's how I see it. Doing my homework, I have to do my homework in order to go back out and play. And that's how I see inner work. That's how I see spiritual hygiene, inner work, however you want to call it. And it's necessary. It's necessary for us as pure souls to do that in order to do what we came here to do. And I believe that we came here to enjoy this experience, to enjoy this life, to have an open heart, to feel, to play, to laugh, to be carefree, to be like a child, just as Jesus said, to be like the children. But then people think this childlike energy is, this childlike energy is naivete, or it's yeah, you don't know what you're doing, you're a child, or you haven't been through things just because you're not holding on to them. And that's what I want to say, or just that's what I just wanted to make aware of. I feel like there is not too much juice on the message, even though it's on my heart. But this message is not going to be long because I feel I wanted to address it. But there is not so much passion for it because I've outgrown it already, but I hope it serves you. Is that we came here to do the work. And because it can be so easy for you to always get back to love, even though it's not always easy, probably you have had situations in your life where you felt like, is it actually worth it to be on this planet, having suicidal thoughts? Having thoughts of, yeah, it's not worth it to be here because you didn't experience what you came for, the love, the bliss, the joy, maybe even finding your tribe, finding your soul family, finding, yeah, some reciprocity for whatever it is that you're bringing out to the world. And that's why you feel like, oh my God, like let me just get out of here. But you surrender. You go inward, you connect back to whatever it is that you connect to your ancestors, to your guides, to your goddess, to yeah, your higher self. And you feel like, okay, there must be a way. There must be a way. And there's always a new way. There's always a new way. And what I want to speak about specifically right now is that you've been through so much, and the deepest part of you was this feeling of, I need validation. Like, I can't be fully alone or only by myself. I need at least one or two people that, like, confirm me or that validate me or that I'm our friends. Like, actually, it's maybe not so much about confirmation or validation, but it's about sharing genuine love for each other. So, sharing genuine love for each other. And up until now, you haven't dared to cut all cords, all ties, like every relationship. And what I want to say here is that I believe that it is necessary from a soul perspective for you to cleanse yourself from the inside out. And also to realize, because especially because you are someone, your energy, your love, what you radiate, it's intangible, it's your spirit, it's your energy, it's your love, it's your field, it's the emanation of love. All of that, you radiate that out, and people don't know what it is that you bring. They can't put their finger on it. That's why they ask you, what is your qualification? Like, what can you do? Like, who are you? What are you doing? What is your title? What is your job title? What is your, what, like, all of these things, so people can put you in a box. And you don't give that to them. Maybe you do. Maybe you have some, like, you can say, yeah, that's me. That's what I do. But that's not what they're asking for. And you know it. They're not asking for the so-called worldly things that make you special, but it's your spirit. It's your anointing, or whatever we want to call it, the specialty of your spirit, the maturity, the strength, the purity of your spirit. That's what they're asking for, but they don't know the words. And because of that, because you yourself haven't really fully claimed your position, people don't know where to put you, and then therefore you also don't know where to put you. And that's why it's so important. That's why I believe it's so important for you to get away from everything and everybody, because people can take you for granted if they just have access to you, just by having a conversation with you, or just simply being in your energy field. You don't even have to say much. Some people will already find whatever it is that they were looking for just by being in your presence. And in order for you to feel what it feels to just be in your own energy, be in your own presence, and just giving all that energy, all that love, all that attention, all that energy, I don't know how to say it, like giving all of your energy to you, that's what's going to catapult you. That's what's going to help you to manifest whatever it is that you really want to manifest, where you're not leaking your energy out. You're not like giving your sexual energy to anybody. You're not giving your heart energy to anybody. You're not giving your mental attention to anybody. You focus it all on you. You focus it all on you. You clean your space, you clean your aura. You can do an invocation, you can do a cord cutting ritual where you say things like you're cutting everything off that no longer serves you, and you're taking all of your energy back to you, and you're sending all of the energy that is still attached to you, that doesn't belong to you. You send it all back to the sender. So you purify your field, not only your physical field, but really your mental field, your heart space, and your physical desires, like your sexual desires, your more savage desires. You're purifying all of that, and you're giving all that pure energy just to you, and then see what is going to happen just by being so content with yourself, being so happy with yourself, just being so grateful for who you are, where you are, having no desire, like no real desire. You need nothing. You need nothing, but you know it would be nice to have this and that. And you feel like that's the level that's natural. It belongs to you, whatever it is that you quote unquote want to manifest. It's natural. It's on your frequency. And I want to invite you to do that. That's what I'm currently doing. And there is no outcome yet. I can't tell you exactly what is going to happen, but I know whatever it is that I desire is coming. Or something even greater still. And I want to let you know, especially if you resonate with whatever I said before, that you have these gifts, you have this energy, you have this so subtle energy, magnetism, sensual energy that people feel drawn to. If you have that and you know that you have that, I challenge you to withdraw that energy from everybody and everything that is not you and that doesn't serve you 100%, if you can do that. So that also implies with what I've spoke about the past few episodes, if you've tuned in before, it's about really starving out, and it's like a detox. Just being by yourself is like a fast, right? It's like something like Jesus in the 40 days of the wilderness. It's fasting and praying, and what happens in the end? It's fine. It's getting to the last biggest challenge of conquering the worldly desires, the devil. Right before you find the peace within God, with your unity with God, because you are already one. And that's what happens when you distract, like when you take yourself away from the world, when you take yourself away from everybody, because we love to be distracted, we love to be entertained, we love to feed certain things inside of us that is not us, right? Eating, watching things, just talking and being with people. These things, yes, we can call them human needs, but that's exactly what will keep us stuck in the cycle of needing other people and the world to satisfy our core needs, the savage need, so-called. Yeah, I'm a fan. I'm a big fan of acknowledging that we are human. But if we want to rise to the next level in our spiritual journey, it is about withdrawing or taking ourselves out of that human cycle and really taking on the challenge of starving out whatever it is that we think that we need that sustains our life. And that's what I think is so fascinating about fasting as well. Like, just I have never done like a really long, extensive fast, but I think like 1 week liquid juice fasting was the longest thing I did without eating. But I love it. I love it because it shows me that we don't need solid food. We don't need solid food. It's all in the mind, right? The mind will tell us, oh, you might need solid food, something to chew or something that makes your belly feel full. You don't. You don't. And when you do that, when you start fasting, you will find that it's not necessarily the desire of the body to overcome, but it's the thought in the mind to overcome. And the same thing happens when you withdraw yourself from the world and you're like, oh, I need other people. You don't. You don't. You don't for an extensive amount of time. You don't. You can't be by yourself. You are sovereign, like you're whole without other people. And this is where we come into wholeness. This is where we come into unity with ourselves. And this is where we can look at the parts that come up, look at the thoughts that might be playing in our head in terms of, yeah, that's what I need in order to survive. No, you don't need it. Maybe it's nice. Maybe it's an extra bonus, but you don't need it. And then you will find the strength to be with yourself, where you can only be with you, where you feel like I don't actually need anybody else. And that's the most powerful place you can operate from. This is, I believe that, again, I'm being very transparent with you. This has been my not so like not in a like not in a physical way, because I've have learned to be alone and to stand alone and to travel alone and to, like, I've done all of that before. I traveled alone, like did so many things alone already. But there was a time the past few years in my life where I felt that there was something wrong about that. Again, it's about the thoughts that come up. It's not only about the physical absence of people, but really the thought of, I need to get back into the scene or something like that. But that's exactly what we want to starve out, because you're totally fine. And especially if everything I said applies to you, you are highly intuitive. You are an energy reader. You can see through people. You are a healer. You have pure intention. Your energy is healing. When you enter a room, people notice you without you saying anything. Like, all of that, it's in your essence. It's in your essence. And all I want you to know is that you don't need nobody to validate you. You are special. If at all, I want to validate you now, if you still need that, if you're still hungry for it. But I want to challenge you to withdraw from external validation so you can validate yourself and find that core stability within yourself without anybody having to validate you. This is where you will go through. This is a word or a phrase that I'm having in my mind the past few days. The road straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads unto life. Straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads unto life. I believe it's the same, or how do I say it? Like it is probably in alignment or in the same chapter or same train of thought with the eye of the needle of the Jerusalem story, where you can't get into Jerusalem or the next, like the Holy Land, when you have too much baggage. And I believe it's like the same, like straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads unto life. And I believe that that's what it's about. If you want to go to the next level where you want to be, it is about you like letting go everything that no longer serves you. And sometimes it doesn't have to be, it can be, but it doesn't necessarily have to be literally leaving physical things behind. But it's about the attachment. It's about the attachment, the mental attachment, the emotional attachment, and sometimes also the physical attachment to certain things because you think you need them. It's about the need. You don't need nothing. You only need yourself, and you need the faith in life or God or whatever you want to call it. And that's gonna take you further than anything else, attaching to anything or anyone else. So that's what I want to say. You don't have to seek validation from nobody. You have to dare to let everything go and be free from all of it, and then to go into this next level of your life if you dare to be alone and be with God. And that's what it is. Like, you're never alone. When you are with God and with yourself, there's so much. There's so much. There's no boredom. There's no boredom. There's so much to explore there. So that's what I wanted to say. I don't want to keep you for too long today. I just wanted to acknowledge that probably you have overcome so many things in your past. You've always had that spark inside of you. You've always known that you were meant for greatness. You've always had a pure heart. You've always had like this curiosity to find out more about life, and not only about the physical realm, but really about the energy of life and expansion. And yeah, we're not perfect. I don't want to say that, but you have kept your heart pure, and you you had good intentions. You had good intentions, and you were taking advantage of people. Like, in this, really, we live, and I will be talking about more about that. I think, like, when I started to create, I started with the more darker side, and now I'm on the more light side. But it's really about walking through duality on this plane. We are spiritual beings, and if you're here, you definitely are already activated in that. You are a spiritual being in a human experience, and the human experience means we are on this planet. And on this planet, the plane is very dense, and we have experienced some shit. Like, let's be real about that as well. So, some real shit, people betraying us. We've seen some things, maybe not only happening to us, but also to other people. And we've realized that really, most people are not like us. And we had to learn that in the hard way. I had to learn that the hard way. I thought because I was so like beautiful from the inside out, I believe that God is gonna send me only people that are gonna be as beautiful as me. But what I learned, and that's also the topic of the past few weeks for me, is discernment, learning how to read people, and learning how that people have to prove themselves to me. I am not going to spill my pearls before swine. I'm not going to do that. I am being discerning of where I place my energy. And that's all that I'm saying. Use it for yourself first and foremost. and only give from your overflowing cup. And especially let people compensate you for your energy, because your energy is not for free. Even though it's intangible, it's not for free. It took you a lot of purging and a lot of energy to be as pure as you are. And that's why, yeah, you shouldn't give away your energy for free. Yeah, that's it. I think that's it for today. I just want to acknowledge you and your path up until here. I see you, and there's so much more to say, but how much can we talk? Like, how much can I talk about what happened in the past? Trust me that I know what it's like to go through shit. And at the same time, purify myself to continue to be lighthearted, childlike, pure, but mature and wise. Yeah. And I see that in you too. And I challenge you to cut all ties from the old life, because that's what's required for you to ascend to the next level of your own ascension, right? We could talk about, yeah, letting people go. You can't save everyone. And yeah, the path that was created is only for you. So prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. And if you want help and assistance, I am here. That's what I do. I'm a spiritual guide. I'm a spiritual teacher. I'm a mentor. And yeah, the first program that I offer always is the Dream Builder. And if you are ready to work with me in a group setting for 6 months to really hone your spiritual gifts of intention, of transformation, of manifestation in all areas of life, just write me an email at info@joannafatonji.com, and I'm looking forward to hear from you. Until then, yeah, purify yourself so you can rise high in frequency and yeah, walk on the path of, yeah, straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads onto life. It's very simple. Very simple. Okay, that's it for today. Much love. So much love to you. So much love to you.